Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us that he expects us to fast because we love and want earthly things more than God, and that squeezes God out. I think it helps to see the importance of fasting in light of something else Jesus said. Luke tells us, great crowds accompanied him on his way, and he turned and spoke to them, saying, if any man comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too, he cannot be my disciple. None of you can be my disciple unless he gives up all his possessions. Now, Jesus is not saying that our relationships or possessions or health or work or good things of this world are evil, and we have to get rid of all of them. He is saying, however, that whatever we love or want most is what fills our heart. And if that is anything less than God, we will never be happy. Nothing less than God can satisfy the deep longings of the human soul. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour.
Among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. We're supposed to pursue and possess good things, like good health, good relationships, achievement through our work, knowledge, beauty, and so on. The problem begins when we look to one of these good things, or all of them, to give us what only God can give. We begin to seek our identity from our career, our security from our savings, our happiness from our spouse, our worth from our achievements, our peace from our health. Then these gifts become idols. And how do we know when this has happened? Watch your reaction when one of these good things is threatened. Fear, sadness, and even anger are natural responses. They move us to protect what is good. But when our fear becomes overwhelming, when our anger controls us, when our sadness becomes despair, or when we cannot imagine being happy without that thing, those are the signs that we have placed our ultimate hope somewhere other than God. We have an idol. Suppose your career collapses. If your first thought is, now who am I? Then your identity has become attached to your work. But your identity was never your career. It's always been that you're a beloved son or daughter of God. And the same can happen with marriage, children, health, money, freedom. Anything we cannot bear to lose may reveal where our heart has become attached in a disordered way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery, to set us free from our idols, from our disordered attachment to good things, Jesus tells us to fast. When you fast, do not put on a gloomy look as the hypocrites do, our Lord says, and then your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. So fasting is training. We voluntarily deny ourselves some good thing. Not because it's bad, but because we don't want to become dependent upon it for what only God can give. Every act of self-denial says, God, I want you more. And little by little, our love is reordered. Our dependence on created things decreases, and our dependence on God increases. John of the Cross calls this the active purification. It's our cooperation with God's grace to put our loves back in their proper order. God first, everything else second. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, our fasting and self-denial is necessary, but it's not enough. We cannot completely free ourselves, so God completes the work for us. Sometimes he permits us to lose the very things to which we have become attached, not because he's punishing us, but because he is preparing us for himself. Something happens that we did not choose, we do not like, or we cannot change. Maybe our health fails, our relationship changes, our plans collapse, our work disappears. And at first we experience fear, anger, or sadness. But then faith reminds us, God is a perfect Father. He's not taking something away because he loves us less. He is freeing us so that nothing prevents us from possessing him more completely. John of the Cross puts it beautifully. It was sheer grace to be placed by God in this night that occasioned so much good. The soul would not have succeeded in entering it because souls are unable alone to empty themselves of all the things they want more than God in order to reach God. John calls this passive purification. This is God's work. Our part is to trust him, to accept what we can't change, and to believe that he is preparing us for transforming union with himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Jesus commands us to fast so we can be filled by God. Mary continually comes to ask us to fast, especially on bread and water on Wednesdays and Fridays. Fasting from food trains the mind, body, and soul not to love or need earthly things more than God. So we should fast in some way from food and drink. But I think the biggest addiction that plagues us is our addiction to screens. We live in gluttony to our phones, news, and we're overloaded with information and entertainment and sports and social media. We need to fast from this and replace it with what we really need, friendship with God and friendship with others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, it really is true. What I want for everyone praying with us is a deep friendship with Jesus through prayer. But I also want everyone to have a small group of family and friends with whom they can share life and share faith, and to really build a bridge of friendship with the people in our lives so that we can help those people to heaven. But most people say to me, Mike, it's so hard to help your family and your friends because they know us so well. And people tell me they lack a certain confidence to do this. And they say, I need some practice. Well, we all do. And we've put something together to help you. We're going to begin it Wednesday night, August 19th. So I want to invite you to take part. Just click the link below, become a member of the movement, and then join us. It's all free, and we can really give you the practice you need to so that you can really help your loved ones to heaven. So, Teresa, what strikes you with this conversation about fasting and these points from John of the Cross?
It kind of reminded me of a thought I had recently that kind of surprised myself, because I'm constantly vacillating between two different emotions. either I'm really passionate and focused on something and it's really exciting and I can just devote hours on end to a fun new project or things like that, or I fall really strongly into disillusionment where I just don't feel anything for it. And it's hard to find the emotion to do it. I feel this way when I over-listen to music and suddenly I just find music boring and dull, or writing, the shows I watch, even with very good things, just like spending time with people, things can just feel suddenly like they don't bring you the joy that they brought you. And more recently, I was falling into that, and instead of immediately freaking out and trying to do what I normally do, which is double down and try to listen to even more music and find that spark again, or find something. Sometimes it was literally just scrolling on YouTube and you become so numb to it that you're just like trying to find anything that's actually engaging because you want to go deeper in. And instead, I was just taking that as a moment to experience the disillusionment and remember that I'm not going to be satisfied by those things.
Yeah.
That it's okay to feel disillusioned. I don't have to claw my way out of it. I don't have to fight for that spark all the time, because it's only a reminder that this is going to be less satisfying than God.
Yeah.
This life is going to be dissatisfying. There will be moments of satisfaction, but we're going to be most satisfied when we look for God in it. And even then, we will not have that full experience of satisfaction until heaven.
It's amazing how overindulgence in earthly things ruins appreciation. But when things have their proper order, God first and most, and then everything else second, then we actually delight in the good things of the world even more.
This is the beauty of fasting.
Exactly.
It's like it's so specific. When I was a kid, I actually, even now, I still really like barbecue chips. I just, they've always been my favorite snack. I love them. But I would eat them so much that I just had no taste for them. But I enjoyed them so much when I had not had them in a very long time and when I only had a small amount. But I could never remind myself that I liked them the most when I held back and only had a few. And then I would ruin it for myself all the time. I never learned that lesson.
Fasting results in greater delight. But what do you think about my suggestion that maybe the greatest gluttony we face today is screens?
Absolutely. It's not only do I think it makes me then enjoy the screen less, but it makes me enjoy everything else less because I'm craving the screen.
Yeah.
So even if I'm doing something else, I'm partially thinking about picking up my phone, or I'm actively picking up my phone, and then I'm not with the person in front of me.
You know, there's a great book out now. Mm-hmm. It's a little difficult to read, but the idea is fantastic. It's called This Body of Death.
That's fascinating.
It's a futuristic book.
Uh-huh.
Where 100 years from now, this guy finds all these letters that an archbishop wrote. And in the future, everyone lives in immersive reality, mm-hmm. which means everyone lives in virtual world.
Yeah.
And in reading it, it makes you see what a dangerous place we're going.
What a dystopian we're already living in.
And it's causing me to spend more time face to face with people.
Yeah.
Outside in nature, walking,
mm-hmm.
reading real books,
yeah.
listening to real live music. We need to fast from virtual reality and get engaged with actual reality.
I agree. And we'll enjoy everything more.
And we will enjoy everything more.
Yeah.
It's why I love praying with you in person.
Yeah.
And I'm really encouraging everybody praying the podcast with us. Invite some real person to pray it with you.
Yeah.
And even if you don't listen to this recording,
mm-hmm.
print out the transcript or pull the transcript on your phone, God forbid, and read it.
Yeah.
And pray together.
Yeah. To be together, to pray together, to take a walk outside, just to experience what God made.
To be together and to pray together.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. Well, thanks for your conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.